I'm with Tony Hemming, the head curator for the ICC Global Cricket Academy and the Dubai Cricket Stadium. Tony, thank you very much indeed for joining us. In terms of your own activities, how many staff have you got operating here in the Dubai Sports City complex, and what actually are you working on? Because I think you've got the Global Cricket Academy, you've got a couple of ovals there, you've got net pitches there, you've got the Dubai International State Cricket Stadium as well. How many pitches are we talking, and how many staff are you using?
Yeah, we take care of the Cricket Academy, two ovals, a practice wicket facility of 3,000 square metres. In total, there's 56 cricket pitches we maintain. The cricket stadium, of course, is 7 wickets. And then we also maintain our rugby pitch and our football pitch, which we have 2 synthetics, 1 indoor and 1 outdoor. We have a natural turf football pitch. And then we also maintain a running track with a hockey pitch. So our staff, we have a total at the moment is 18 staff. I don't have an assistant, but what we've just done, we've promoted staff through our training curator course. We've promoted 3 of our guys now up to like supervisor roles. So now I have Guyan, who's my main man in the stadium. I have John, who's my main man in the Cricket Academy. And Edrilan. It's funny, we had Edrilan recruited from Saudi Arabia, where I worked back in 2003. And then Edrilan was with us a couple of years ago, and due to the situation, he took a bit of a holiday, worked for someone else, and we've just recruited him back. So I'm happy to have him back. So it's just a constant monitoring of programs. We use computers and Excel spreadsheets to maintain what we're doing on paper. And the fortunate thing about this region for us is, you know, because of the weather pattern, we're not getting rainfall. If it's going to happen, it'll be February, and we haven't had that for 2 years now. So I can plan on paper really well, where if I was in Melbourne or perhaps somewhere else, yeah, you could plan on paper, but it could be thrown upside down due to the weather pattern. So the best thing about here is the weather pattern stable, and we know it's just a pyramid getting hotter and hotter up to the top in July, and then it's a decrease. So it's an up and down slide, basically, to manage the turf.
Now, you've worked in Melbourne, Docklands, obviously growing grass in an indoor environment there. You've worked in Saudi Arabia. You've come here. Is this the most challenging environment you've worked in?
Yeah, no doubt. Look, Colonial was a unique place, but you had all the resources. You know, you've budgeted $4.5 million. You've got a turf farm with 2 fields of turf. So if the grass is dying, we'll just bring in a new lot. I really get a kick out of growing turf on site and looking after it. And we have a turf replacement allocation of budget for the cricket stadium. You know, of a considerable amount we put down, but we've never spent that. So I'm really proud that we're managing the skills in the stadium, and we're going to look at maybe some kind of turf replacement system here in the future. But if we don't need it, that's a better way to manage it. The hardest thing here in Dubai, which a lot of people wouldn't understand, and even other turf managers don't understand, is Dubai actually has a lack of sunlight. Yes, the sun's up there in the day, but it's filtered by the sun. And, you know, as we all know that live in Dubai, it's rare that we'll get sunburned. For an example, when I worked in Tasmania after Saudi Arabia, 16-degree day, we've just had a frost, but by 12 o'clock your shirt's off and you could be getting burnt, where because of that beautiful, clear, crisp sky. But here in Dubai, we just very rarely get that beautiful, blue, crisp sky. It's always a dusty or a humidity-type sky, and the sunlight is definitely blocked, and our grass behaviour grows accordingly. We get a real upright-type growth from the Bermuda grass. So it's growing up, and then we're cutting that growth off. It makes it difficult.
So, the burning question, 3 2020 internationals coming up. What sort of surface can we expect, do you think?
Yeah, well, we're aiming for a surface that's just for batting. We're trying to get a really fast outfield. I want to have the new ball carrying through to the wicketkeeper, and, you know, if any edges go, well, slips are going to get a chance. But, yeah, it's T20, and we just want an even contest. Score-wise, maybe a 170 would be fantastic.